Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Thank you so much for staying with us. You may be aware that the ANC is scheduled to have its internal disciplinary hearing tomorrow with the former President Jacob Zuma, charged on two accounts, and we'll obviously see how that goes. But we were also told that the MK party and Jacob Zuma had planned to interdict the hearing that is meant to take place tomorrow. So the question is whether the ANC has received that interdict. We'll hear from them. But they are here on the line. Zuko Godlimpi, who is the interim spokesperson of the ANC, on the line with us. Thank you so much for making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
Thank you very much, Pamela, for having us. Good evening to you. Good evening to your listeners as well.
Thank you. Is it all systems go for tomorrow? The SG said it is. Can we just get confirmation from yourselves whether this internal disciplinary hearing of Jacob Zuma will take place tomorrow?
Yes, it's all systems go. The National Disciplinary Committee did write to Mr. Jacob Zuma, and they agreed on the date of tomorrow, so that's going to continue.
We were hearing earlier that Jacob Zuma plans on interdicting the hearing itself from taking place tomorrow. Have you received that interdict?
The ANC has not received that interdict. We are not aware that there's such an intention, but we will see tomorrow what happens.
Obviously, this is going to take place virtually. Does that still stand?
Yes, it's going to be virtual.
Yeah. I mean, we wonder what then becomes of your processes should he not pitch tomorrow, even if it's virtual.
Well, I mean, the disciplinary processes are quite, I outline quite clearly in the Constitution.
Yes.
There is recourse for the ANC should a member decide not to show up.
Okay.
The disciplinary hearing will proceed as intended. There are two sides that are expected to appear. It's the one that is laying a case, it's the one that is putting up a defense. And if you don't show up without any reasonable cause and prior stated in agreement with the National Disciplinary Committee, then the disciplinary hearing will continue after.
Okay. So that will still continue whether he shows up or not anyway?
Unless he provides the National Disciplinary Committee with respectable reasons as to why he cannot be seen. Without the absent, without official notice, as his own procedural invitation.
We obviously are looking forward to the, Parliament sitting on Thursday. Quite a nice big ceremonial moment where we'll get to hear what the GNU plans for this administration. The SACP has had a press briefing, quite scathing on your position with going this way. Just your response to that.
Well, the ANC went the route that it went, not a function of his own choosing, so to speak. It was a function of an indeterminate electoral outcome. And the ANC did convert its options with its alliance partners, including the SACP and society. And as part of that conversation, we all agreed together with them that the GNU was the best possible framework for the ANC to take without running itself into an impossible arrangement. We refused to get into a grand coalition with a single political party because the implication of that was that the ANC would be trapped in a pact with one party where the balance of power would pretty much be the same, right? But when you have a broad GNU, it gives the ANC the capacity to bargain with a wide range of political forces and cannot be cornered by one political force. And that agreement was fostered on the basis of a statement of intent which outlines the foundational principles and the program that this government will follow. And the substance of that statement of intent is pretty much a replica of the ANC's manifesto for the 2024 general election. So anyone who has critical opinions about that, they are allowed to do it as long as they don't proceed from the false impression that the ANC was in a position of power to determine how this government is formed on its own without having to get into the with other political actors. And the GNU has started its work. The president will be speaking in the opening of parliament on Thursday. But since last week already, the departments have gone to portfolio committee to present their annual performance plan and started with the process of their budget vote. Today, I myself, together with Minister Pascal and the DCIC and Deputy Minister Whitfield, we presented the budget vote for the DCIC. So the work of the GNU government is already in process.
Yeah. And to your point about the work already being in process, it actually does seem, even from where we sit, that things are moving ahead and things have kind of settled. The noise has also settled. But can you, you know, bring us into your confidence about what's happening in Gauteng? How has this affected the relations in Gauteng? And obviously, we know that there were tensions there.
So one of the things that we established as a foundational principle before the commencement of the discussions was that the determination of how the national government is formed would not be lumped together with the determination of how the respective provincial government is formed, where there is an indeterminate outcome. So in substance, the outcomes of the KZN negotiations do not affect the outcomes of the Southern negotiations, and they do not affect the national negotiations. So the relationship is still pretty much solid because it was based on a commonly agreed upon principle program of how to constitute the national government. The process that went down in Gauteng was protracted because we were trying to retain everybody around the negotiation table so that we could have an agreement in Gauteng that maximized the potential of keeping the GNU partners working together. But we did accept that it might not happen as intended. And indeed, the outcome in Gauteng went a different direction. But it has not changed the mood, the feeling, the camaraderie, the strategic commitment to the GNU that all the 11 political parties signed up. So as far as that is concerned, it has not had any contagion on our capacity to work effectively and coherently.
Even if you say that is the case, and there seems to be general consensus on that, that's not how, for instance, the federal chair of the DA sounded. You know, she obviously quite publicly thought that there was an expectation that what you had at the province level should mirror what you had at the national level. And as I said, even if that's not necessarily the case at a principled and a policy level, that expectation being voiced out publicly is a cause for concern, is it not?
Well, not so much if it is being voiced out by one out of 11 partners. I think this point is quite important to underscore. Mrs. Zuma is well within a political right, and I understand her logic as well, as to why she feels the way that she does. It is not unreasonable of her to think like that, but a principled understanding was cultivated from the onset that the situation in the GNU at the national level must not be taken as if it will apply in Mutandis at the provincial levels across the board, but that the specific context of the provinces and the balance of the provinces would be considered by provincial negotiators, and that in the event that a provincial deadlock arises, there would be a reinforcement by national negotiators, and that in Gauteng happens. And Mrs. Zuma was a central figure of the deadlock breaking intervention, and of course she laid out the position that the GA would have preferred to be the way forward. They couldn't find each other with the provincial negotiators. We couldn't find each other as national negotiators as well, and agreed to allow the situation to go the way that it does. But we still agreed collectively that it doesn't mean this is the end of a discussion between us as GNU partners about the Gauteng situation or any other provincial situation should a need in future arise for a reconsideration.
I'm not going to ask you to tell us what the president is going to tell us tomorrow at the opening of parliament. But of course, he's going to outline what happened at the Lekgotla and obviously the position and the posture that the GNU is going to take. Of course, there are anxieties. There are anxieties. You made mention of the fact earlier that in essentially statement of intent mirrors the policies of the ANC conference. That's essentially what you're saying. But there are anxieties. For instance, than the national health insurance, whether things will dramatically change, because the two major partners were at polar ends, one actually taking government to court on the NHI. Should there be a concern, or, you know, can you give us a sense that, you know, we must relax and tomorrow will be a good day, Thursday will be a good day?
You will all be positively surprised, so the president is going to explain to you guys how, in a very, very, very unexpected way, but in a productive manner, the GNU has actually forced what are historically competing parties on policy issues to finally have rational conversations around the table about how not to misunderstand each other's intentions and interpretations on issues such as the NHI. That even though there are areas of disagreement, but there's broad consensus on the strategic importance of an equitable and well-capacitated public health system that provides healthcare possibilities for all South Africans. The president is going to elaborate on that. And that, in fact, for all intents and purposes, the GNU platform, and especially the cabinet of the food, has now enabled people to no longer shout at each other across the distance, but to sit around the same table in one room and to consider issues on the basis of facts, of data, and sort of to start moving collectively towards the discourse of evidence-based policy making, including taking into account the strategic national needs of South Africa. So the president is going to be giving you that outline, how the statement of intent has actually helped all of us to refine our policy thinking towards a common path, and how all political parties have pretty much demonstrated a goodwill and good faith commitment to the GNU so far. And the president will then outline the way forward about how he's going to marshal both the GNU executive and the state as a whole and society as a whole towards the national dialogue that he promised when we were taking up to the elections. And that statement of intent and the substance is pretty much the best policy platform for the GNU going forward.
I'm going to ask, if you don't mind, that we take a quick break. That line also is not very clear, but I want to open the lines, if you don't mind, as well. Zuko Godimbi is he is the interim spokesperson of the ANC. I'm going to just put him on hold because I do need to get that line clear. We are speaking to the ANC's interim spokesperson, Zuko Godimbi, who is just giving us a sense of where they're at. We've got a few questions that we had prepared for him, and one of which was the issue of the interim disciplinary hearing tomorrow that's scheduled to take place with Jacob Zuma. He says, as things stand, it's all systems go for tomorrow. It should be taking place. It should be taking place virtually. Again, thank you so much for staying with us, and thank you so much for being patient with us, Mr. Godimbi. Just to ask you now about the way forward. We have seen a lot of movement with the MK party. They are now asking for the Electoral Court to withdraw their application to assess whether elections were rigged or not. That's a big, big movement from where they were when we started. The ANC had said initially, your door was always open to discuss matters with anybody. Is that still a possibility now that they've now taken their seats in Parliament? They no longer want to challenge the vote rigging by the IEC. Does it mean in this GNU there's still room for you to discuss matters with the MK party?
Well, as you correctly put it, the ANC was quite transparent and open to have productive conversations with virtually any and everybody. And we did have those conversations with all of them, including the MK party. But of course, they decided to take the route that they are taking. Where we are now, we cannot, of course, have a discussion with any other political party about joining the executive or taking up any positions in the legislative arm. But what we can do, and which we are willing to do, is to have a conversation with all of them on strategic issues such as the passing of budget, the passing of this or that legislation when the need arises, and for sponsoring bills that we commonly agree on. So on that front, we are pretty much still open to have that conversation with them. But that will still have to be a principled conversation anchored on the issues that we raise with them: a commitment to the Constitution of the Republic and the principles of constitutionalism, a commitment to non-racialism, non-sexism, basically a commitment to the Republican cause. That's the starting point. And anybody who's willing to share those values the door is open to them. So that includes the MK Party, that includes the EFF, that includes the CNFA, Bosa, and all the other political parties that decided to stay outside the GNU agreement.
This administration, from the sounds of it, strives to be inclusive. That seems to be the narrative. You made mention earlier of the fact that, you know, the idea that there is an agreement at national level does not mean that there had to be another agreement that mirrors that at a provincial level. Premier Panyaza Lusufi said, well, he can always shuffle his cabinet. He's got room for seats. Does that mean now that we are here with the MK Party, he may still readjust his cabinet to include those who were excluded, the EFF and the MK Party, because it doesn't, it's not reliant on what the interim the GNU arrangement at national level looks like?
As I was saying, the Gauteng discussion went outside the parameters of the agreement that was national and that was provided for. But the starting point has always been with parties who accept the foundational principles of the statement of intent. And the statement of intent outlines what they are. It includes the preparedness to work with everybody on the basis of constitutionalism and so on. And these two political parties categorically say they don't want to work with everybody. So just on that, it is alleged. There is no basis even in Gauteng for them to get inside the government of provincial unity, because they essentially disagree with the overall unifying framework of the statement of intent that the AAC was putting on the table. So you don't get into that kind of arrangement without signing into the statement of intent.
Except, Mr. Kulumbi, in the instance of the willingness, because it's not only just them, it was the same with the DA, the willingness of not all working with the others was mutual on both sides. The DA is not in this government in the province of Gauteng. Therefore, that issue is no longer a problem.
The DA is outside the Gauteng government, not because it disagrees with the principles of the statement of intent, but because they couldn't find each other on the seat allocation formula that was on the table. Mm. And so they didn't get out of the principles of the GNU, but they disagreed in that province on the specific formula of seat allocation. That's what it became the crux of the matter. But they agreed as a starting point that they must form government together. And then they deadlocked. So a deadlock is not the same as disagreeing completely with the principle of foundation of the GNU. I hope this point lands as intended. With the other political parties, they categorically refuse to participate in the GNU process from its foundational principles, not on the seat allocation mechanism. That's the distinguishing factor, which means, differently to the other parties, if the DA were to at one point agree to accept what was on the table, what was being negotiated by the rest of the political parties, it would have easily been part of the government arrangement in Gauteng.
Well, you know, a week is a long time in politics. Anything is possible. We look to see. And we obviously look forward to having more conversations with you. Really appreciate your time. Thank you very much for
your
time.
Thank you very much, Pamela. Thank you.
Zuko Kolimpi is interim spokesperson of the ANC.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.